Yeah, we gave our all today, and we started the game off in a pressing, sort of aggressive manner. And to be honest with you, the goal really helped us out. I didn't think they had too many answers for going in behind, and every man of us worked hard today, and we got our reward today.
It's the first time that Aldershot Town have been in the fourth round of the FA Cup. I mean, after the exploits in the League Cup last year, it's another huge achievement by these set of players.
Yeah, of course it is. It's a magnificent achievement. I mean, you don't know how many times in the FA Cup you're going to get a go at it, especially these sort of rounds. Obviously, myself personally, I've not had too great success in the FA Cup, and this is the furthest I've been by a long shot. So it's a great adventure for us, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get a plum draw tomorrow. And for the club's sake, the fans, and obviously us as players, we want to go to the big grounds and play against the best players. But fingers crossed for tomorrow afternoon.
I mean, it shows how far sort of the club have come in the last couple of months. 2.5 months ago, they lost 3-0 here against Rotherham, and they've come here today and been sort of by far the better side. And what's changed in those sort of intervening time?
God, blimey, it's a good question. To be honest with you, I think it's just probably a little bit of know-how has changed. Instruction as well. We're fairly sort of methodical in what we're doing. We don't leave too many gaps. I mean, we're not leaving too many gaps at the back as well. We're maybe not as adventurous going forward in terms of bodies going forward and getting done naively on the break, which has happened a few times against earlier on this season. So maybe we've just wised up a little bit. But you can't fault the work rate from the lads, like I say, and that's probably what's got us the result today. We just wanted it more.
Great hat-trick from Danny Hilton as well. 7 goals in 3 FA Cup games. It's an extraordinary record this season.
Yeah, if he keeps getting played around, there's going to be a whole stand with his family in it there. If he keeps getting 2 tickets, isn't he? So I think you should donate them to the club for getting sent off.
Or maybe donate them to Kieran Cadogan, who again had a great game setting up all 3 of the goals as well.
Yeah, I've helped him out though, haven't I, there? So I think you should give me one, Kieran one. It's fair enough, isn't it?
I think so. For the club, for the fans, I mean, it was a sort of big gate here today. I mean, it was big. The Aldershot fans are going home today with a real spring in their step.
Yeah, it's about time, they'll probably say as well. We've been poor at home, haven't we? Up until... we scored, who did we beat? Rochdale 4-2. Up until then, I think we scored 2 or 3 league goals at home. So, it's an embarrassing stat to have against you. But again, we've scored 3, so I think that's 9 in 3 games, isn't it? So the averages are going up for sure. So hopefully we can give the fans, it's not been a great season league-wise, but today we concentrate on the cup and we enjoy the moment, because in football, these moments don't really come along often, and you have to savour them.
All the Aldershot Town fans are going to be watching tomorrow's draw at 3:30, waiting for the ball to come out. Have you got any particular favourites you'd like to see paired with the shots?
Of course I have. Tottenham. Tottenham away against Gareth Bale. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
nice quiet after.
Brilliant. I don't want to kick him, though, because I'm a Tottenham fan. I don't want to injure him.
Well, Tottenham are through. They beat Coventry by 3-0. Yeah. Let's hope, as you say, Aldershot Town get that plum draw. Congratulations,
Hopefully,
Ben.
And hopefully we can get some new football